This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by Knightscope. The rise of the robots is happening, and it is happening now. Knightscope is deploying AI robots to help make the U.S. the safest country in the world. Join us and be a force for good. Visit Knightscope.com/rise. Long Knightscope, short the criminals. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Kevin Davis.
On today's show, we're bringing back a returning company. They were last with us in September of 2021. Name of the company is CLS Holdings. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. With us today is the company's CEO, Mr. Andrew Glashow. Andrew, welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to it.
Oh, as am I. Moving forward, it's been a little bit since we've had you on the podcast, so for my new listeners, give us an about statement. For my old listeners, tell us what you've been up to since September of 2021.
Oh, goodness. We've been up to an awful lot. So, you know, the cannabis world never stops. You know, plants never stop growing and people never stop, you know, coming to shop. So, you know, we've been through this whole COVID experiment or experience, I should say. And in that period of time, we saw cannabis become, you know, a big part of people's lives, coping and dealing medicinally, as well as, you know, adult use. We also see more and more people utilizing cannabis as opposed to alcohol. So, and, you know, we have just continued to block and tackle, and the business has grown very nicely. All our growth has been organic, so we have not made any acquisitions. We are we're in a pretty good space right now because we're small, we're nimble, we're able to take care of our customers on the wholesale side as well as the retail side.
Wonderful. You know, one of the things that, you know, in my opinion, has significantly changed since we last talked to you about 2 years ago is artificial intelligence. We have all these, you know, bots and, you know, just all kinds of crazy things that are happening today in 2023. What AI solutions has your business engaged to help grow?
That's a great question. So we think AI in cannabis could be one of those, I'll call it once in a lifetime things that can really, you know, move the needle. On the on the retail side, in conjunction with Pluggy, we have introduced an artificial intelligence bud tender, where people come in, they search or they ask questions, or they pose questions. The artificial intelligence bud tender or the AI bud tender will give recommendations. The AI bud tender will help answer additional questions. And what we found is that we've been able to really tailor the needs of what people are looking for utilizing AI on the retail side. And what we've seen there is not only people embracing the technology, but we've seen our average ticket grow anywhere from 40 or 50 or 60%. It's really remarkable to see how the the tool is used. Yeah, so it's on our website. It will be part of our app. It's part of our loyalty solution, et cetera, et cetera. So we've really had some success. On the cultivation side, this is, I think, where it really gets exciting. Cannabis is a commodity. And, you know, in Nevada, there's some unbelievable growers. But all the growers are experiencing, I shouldn't say all, most of the growers that I'm aware of are all experiencing the same kinds of issues. You've got grows that are 5 or 6 or 7 years old. I'm going to call that older technology. It's tough to you know, to get what it is that perhaps is needed at a price point that's needed or that's required in the market. Secondly, testing requirements, particularly in Nevada, are quite tough and quite stringent. So people are failing a number of tests. And then the third thing is, you know, the hop latent viroid is really something that's prevalent out in the West Coast. And my guess is we're going to see some of that in Nevada as well. So we've identified some technology. Really, it's a robot sensor that scans all the plants. And we can see through this technology stress issues related to water, nutrients, and light 7 to 10 days before it's detectable by the trained human eye.
Wow.
So the growers can set alarms for all types of parameters and will be notified if any plant goes out of desired parameters, you know, for any period of time. And this is really exciting because you now can get ahead of the curve to be able to see, okay, I've got a problem that the human eye or the human person cannot see, and we can get in front of that, and maybe we can remediate the problem before it even becomes, let's call it, a much bigger problem. And so if you can take your failures, let's say from 20 or 30% of a crop down to 10 or 15% of the crop or even lower, it's really, really meaningful. So we think introducing this new technology to cultivation-related assets is the potential to be a real game changer. And the beauty is that these solutions really don't cost a lot of money. So it's genuinely an exciting time to be part of this. And again, I think AI, not only on the retail side, but I think AI on the cultivation side has the potential to be incredibly meaningful for folks in the industry.
Wow. Yeah, no, that's an incredible elaboration. And I didn't realize that AI can actually be used on the cultivation side. I think that's really interesting. Andrew, I'll tell you what, let's shift gears. It goes without saying most cannabis companies are failing, but your company is continuing to see, great revenues and cash flow growth. How are you doing that? How are you managing to stand out from those others that aren't doing that?
Yeah, so about 2 years ago, we started to take a look at the landscape a little bit differently. And so there were two directions, actually more like 3 years ago. There were two directions we could take. You could kind of go after tourists, or you could stay true to your local folks. We've stayed true to the local folks, and that has helped us through the pandemic because, as we're all aware, tourism came to a halt in Nevada during that time period. Many jobs, people were forced to stay home, et cetera, et cetera. So we cater to locals, and we continue to cater to locals. And as a result, our business, you know, really consistently continues to grow. It's kind of simple. You got to know your customer. You can't be all things to all people. We deal with a very loyal group of folks. 1,000 people a day come and visit us and spend $45 to $50 a piece when they come to the store. But again, our customer is somebody that lives, works, breathes Nevada, and we tailor our products as well as our pricing, et cetera, to meet the needs of people that live and work here. So it's been highly successful for us. As a result, we've also, I would say kind of right-sized the business, figuring out what needs to be in place and what doesn't need to be in place. And our cash flow as a result of that, really in the last, I'll call it 6 months, since I've implemented a number of changes, our cash flow has grown from very minuscule to the last two quarters. You know, we are seeing $800,000 a quarter in free cash flow. So it enables us to pay our bills, enables us to pay down our debt without having to go back to the capital markets. And I've tried to be very sensitive to folks because the stock is cheap, just like everybody else's stock is cheap in this space. So I've tried to be very sensitive to try to, the best I possibly can, to preserve the equity value in this company.
Andrew, let's talk about loyal in terms of customer retention. You kind of touched on it. Can you tell me what your current customer retention rate is? And
95%.
Wow, 95%. How are you doing that? How are you keeping these guys and gals coming back?
So the big thing for us is, you know, we've got a really robust loyalty program in conjunction with a third-party vendor by the name of SpringBig. And this has been the most effective, I'm going to call it, outreach marketing campaign. And we've been with them for well over 5 years. We've established a very, very substantial database of loyal people. And very we just good. Consistently give those people, our customers, whom we love, we consistently give our customers the best products at the best possible prices. And also, I think this is significant, we're always trying to give folks variety. We are never going to just sell one particular product.
Wow. Yeah, you know, and I know that you have really reduced your debt dramatically. What is your plan moving forward to continue that?
Yeah, so it's a great question. So we've taken debt, or I've taken debt. The company has taken debt, however you want to phrase it. It was really a big initiative of mine when I took over as chairman and CEO, was to reduce the debt, because we were much too heavy as far as debt goes. And so we've taken that from about $23.5 million to sub $10 million in the past really 12 months. And we've done this through some restructuring, but mostly we've done this through existing cash flow. And right now we are on pace to pay down debt again through existing cash flow to the tune of about $200,000 a month.
Wow.
It's my goal at the end of this calendar year to see debt at around $7 million. And it's my goal by the end of the next calendar year, 2024, I'd like to see debt around $3 or $4 million. And I think we'll get there. And I think at $3 or $4 million, we can, that's probably the level of debt that is very comfortable and easy for us to maintain. And we're rapidly on our way there.
Wow. Folks, you've been listening to Andrew Glasshow. He is the CEO of CLS Holdings. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CLSH. I'll tell you what, Andrew, we were going over a lot of deep content in this interview. Can you please tell our listeners your website and where they can go outside of this podcast to find out more information about your company?
Yeah, sure. You can go to clsholdingsinc.com or clsholdings.com. You can also go to our subsidiary websites, Oasis Cannabis or oasiscannabisdispensary.com in Las Vegas, and also our wholesale brand, which is the number one brand in Nevada, called City Trees, and that's at citytrees.com.
Wonderful. I appreciate you helping me with those housekeeping items. I'll tell you what, before we shake hands and, you know, go home for today, what is the takeaway from today's interview? It's been a while since we've had you on the podcast. What do you want to leave your listeners and shareholders with as a takeaway from today?
We are executing. The plans that have been laid out when I took over as chairman and CEO are being executed. And I'm highly confident that we'll be here a year from now, that we'll be here 2 years from now. I love the people that work for this company. Without these people, we would not be successful at all. And at the end of the day, I hope people will, you know, notice the stock is at 4 or 5 cents with 70 million shares out, and maybe somebody will say, goodness, it's worth me making an informed decision to go buy some shares. We'd love to have new shareholders. And we think that we're going to succeed. And I think it's also important to note that we've been able to do all this without going back to the capital markets to either dilute our shareholders or to encumber ourselves with additional debt. So I'm looking forward to the future. We may not be the biggest, but my goal is for us to just simply be the best.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Andrew. I hope we can have you on the podcast again in the next 30 to 60 days, because it looks like you guys are doing a lot over there, and we'll probably have some updates by then to go over.
Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.